Vayter and Shas from Baba Basadaf, Nun Ches, picking up at the top of the page, three lines down, continuing on with the Hilge Rabbi Bana'a. Zoktel Rabbi Bana'a, have a Kometzayin Me'arta. He would go and be Metzayin. In other words, he wanted to make sure that the caves of the crypts where people were buried, that we would know where they were and work, that we shouldn't bring things over there like Trumo, and therefore it become Tame, being mild by tentacizing over it. Says the Rashbam. Adam God of a chashav ayil lefikach nitzel and rishus likanes bekiver tzaddikim is a very chashav person. Therefore, he had rishus to go into the kiver tzaddikim. Aval acher lo, but others can't do. They could. I mean, like it says in Chulin Dav Zayin Rabbeis, gedolim tzaddikim b'misasam yosim b'chayeim. Greater the tzaddikim in their death more than their life. Ayin nichnas b'ma'aros. He would go into the crypts. And what do they mean? The sarkim b'fnim. He would measure how much what the length and the breadth, how much the length and width were inside. V'acher kach modin mi'bechutz kenegd. He would then go and he would measure. He would measure on the outside what it was, opposite what he's on the inside. Also, Sham Tzion said, and he put lime around it. Kedei lahakir makom atuma v'lo yofi tairus. There are kinds of being tar thing there. V'shalo yal ala kevin, not to be all over the kevin, then become tummy. Back in the Gemara, Kimatel Marta de Avram, when he got to the kever of Avram Avinu, Ashkel Eliezer Evad Avram, he found that Eliezer out of Ram was over there, the Koi Kame Bava, was standing in front of the entrance of the grave. Says the Rashbam, the Tanya Mesechus Derecheres, the Shiva Tzadikim Kaimin, there's seven Tzadikim that are Mekuyim, Shalom Mesa didn't die, but Kachashabadai, Eliezer Evad Avram, Eliezer was one of them, except for he was staying there. Amar Lai, Sarbanel said to Rabbi Lezer, Maika Avid Avram, what's Avram Avinu doing now? Amalei, Eliezer said, "Gani b'knapa de sara v'kamayna le bereshe." Rashbam says b'knapa means beans rosea, between her arms. He's lying between the arms of Sarah, and she is looking at his head. Amalei, so he said, "Zil emalei b'na kaya bavuk." Please tell him that I'm here. Rashbam says, "Amalei Rabbi b'na Eliezer, zil emalei la Avram b'na kaya bavuk." The same lo b'shus likanes. Allow him to give me b'shus to come in. Amalei leil. So he said, He said, go tell him there. So Amar Lei Leil. So he told it to him. And Avraham Avinu said, it's okay, he can come in. Says Rashbam, the Inkan Chutzpah Dignina Ba'anpe Bekanfan Nesar. There's no issue over here of him seeing that I'm lying in her arm. Says Rashbam, says the Gemara, made the idea the Yetzer B'hai Almalek. There's no Yetzahara that's in this world. And therefore, where I am here, if it says Rashbam, v'lot tzvichna litz tenuye, I mean, I don't have to hide in what I'm doing here. Ayil ayin v'nafak. So he went in there, he looked around, then he left. Says Rashbam, that he came in, v'sakam nisorcha ma'or, v'yotzav ha'chachsim v'chutz, he went in, he was mitzayin outside. Kimat al marat adam arishon, when he got to the one of adam arishon, says Rashbam, k'dir shinim be'er v'nun gimel, m'ara karis arba, Mimara Kiryas Arba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kiryas Arba Zugos Adam Vechava Avram Basara Yitzchak Virifka Yaakov Vileya. Right, there are four Zugos that was there. Adam Chava, Avram Basara Yitzchak Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. That's where it goes. Kiryas Arba Yatsabaskol V'Amar, heavenly voice came out and said, Nistakla but the Musta Yukni, but the Yukni Atzma Al Tistakel. Listen, you already looked at the likeness of my image. Just talking about Yaakov Avinu. It says Rashbam, Yaakov the Minu Mesamach Shufri the Yaakov Me'ein Shufri the Adam Rishon. The Shufri, the beauty of Yaakov was Me'ein, was a piece, was like a dugma of Adam Rishon. So but the Atzma Al Tistakel. Don't look at the actual form that I form myself. Says Rashbam, Dainu Adam Rishon. Yechsev Bei B'Tzelem Elokim Baro. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam B'Tzelem Elokim, the image of Hashem, and that was like the prototype for everything else. He already saw like an image of that from Yaakov Avinu when he went in for Avram, so it's Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. He saw Yaakov also. So therefore, he said, I want you to look at Adam himself. So he said back, what do you want? I have to be mitzayin it. Says Rashbam, b'chutz l'fikach tzarech ani limdo tchilim b'fnim. I got to be measuring inside. So he says back, k'midas achitzon kach midas apnimis. Just like the outer, as the dimension of the outer crypt where Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are, so too is the inner one where Adam is. Uleman damer shnei batim zuleman mizu. And the court of man damer says that no, Ma'aseh Machpelah wasn't a cave within a cave, but rather it was one on top of the other. Then what he said was, k'midas elyon kach midas atchilim b'fnim. Just like the upper one, so too is the lower one. What are we talking about? This is a machlokas again in the Masechtas. Mesechus Erevin, Kivin Sechitzona, Shabbat Gimel Avos V'Yimos, Kach Minas Aprimus, Kaman Tadarish, Mechpela, Shnei Batam, Zela, Frim, Mizela, is one inside of the other. Repluk to the Rav Shmuel, he, it's a Machlokas of Erev, Bekitz, and Ma'arvin, and Kach Minas Atachtona, so too is the other one, V'dal Chabetzian Leone, and you're good already, but you got the top one over there. So that's a Machlokas. Is a cave with inside of a cave, or two caves, one on top of the other. Either way, you know the measurements, and you're good to go. Amar Rabbi, nah, he says, Nestakalti, Bishnei, a cave of, I saw the two heels of Adam when he was standing outside of it. Says Rishbam, v'haydech sevet sezeski offer atav ve'el offer toshav. He says, aye, but you Adam are dirt and you're going back to dirt. So how is it? Everybody saw the heels. Hapar chinu libis achas Shabbos perek shows already asked. U'makmin alach hu sha achas kodem tchis mesim. That's one moment before tchis mesim. But I saw the two heels of them. V'dom l'shnei gagali chamin. They looked like two suns, like two things of the suns. Like, wow, it was unbelievable. Galgale, like the two circular things of the sun. It was so shiny. Hakol b'pifnei Sarah, kikol b'pifnei Adam. If you want to know the beauty and the amazingness of Sarah Menu, hakol b'pifnei Sarah, kikol b'pifnei Adam. Everyone in front of the opposite Sarah is like a monkey to a person. Sarah b'pifnei Chava, you want to know to Chava? Sarah to Chava is kikol b'pifnei Adam. And Chava b'pifnei Adam, in front of Adam is kikol b'pifnei Adam. Adam b'pifnei Shechina, kikol b'pifnei Adam. So you see, like, progressively, becoming more and more intense as you keep going. Shufa de Rav Kahana, the beauty of Rav Kahana was Me'ein. One second, we got a Jimel over here. We got a Jimel on the scene. Okay, Lo Garcinon. Me'ein Shufa de Rav Avo, it was like the beauty of Rav Avo. And Shufa de Rav Avo, Me'ein Shufa de Yaakov Avinu, it was like a similar of Yaakov Avinu. Shufa de Yaakov Avinu, Me'ein Shufa de Adam Arishon. So if you want to get a little taste, you see these people. Ha'u'am Gusha, says Rosh Pamasag Mechashif, this is a Mechashif, a witch, a sorcerer, a magician. Have a chatat shachve. He would go out and he would dig up people from the grave. Rashbam says, chofer amesim lafshita migdim, to take off their clothing. Okay. Kimata ma'artad rav tuvi barmasa. When he got to this grave, tafse, he grabbed onto him, and the Rashbam takes, the Bach takes out the word bedikne, his beard. We're going to see soon he grabs onto his beard, but here he grabbed onto him. Asa Abaye came, who was, Rashbam says, Rishishaya Ovi Gachav Moavo. He was friends with this guy over here, and Amar Lay, and he says to the Rav Tuvi, who was dead, Bimatusiminach Shavke, I beg of you, just let the guy go. Lashana Achriti, so he let him go. Lashana Achriti the next year. Hadras, he came again, tried to swipe this guy's clothing. Tafse Bedikne, now he grabbed onto his beard. Asa Abaye, he came, Lo Shavke, and he wouldn't let him go. He tried to let him go, he wouldn't. Ataisi Misper Vigaisa Ledikne, he had to cut this guy's beard to set him free. Ahudia Marlo, there was a guy who was dying. Says it's about mitzvah machmas misa haya umechalik nechasim babanav up here. If we go and we split up his nechasim according to what he says, if a guy's in the deathbed. Ahudia Marlo, he said, chavisa da'afel chad b'ray. I give over. He was splitting up his nechasim, so he said, a chavis, a barrel of dirt that goes lechad b'ray. That goes to one of my sons, Chavisa de Garmi Lechadbroi, and the one of bones goes to another son, and Chavisa de Udra Lechadbroi, and that of Katin, that goes to one of my children. Says Rashbam, Chavisa de Afra, Ani Menecha Echad Mibane, Vedere Chachma Amar. He was saying it in a wise way, Shalo Yavino Akol Shu Ashir Bana Chasim. He didn't want people to understand that he was rich and he had a lot of stuff. So he said it in a very cryptic way. Get it? Cryptic, he's dying. Anyway, says the Rashbam, Chavisa de Garmi is Chavis Malia, it's almost full of bones, and Udra is Muchen, that's the idea of cotton. And the clothing, so now, and Lo Aviyadah Mai Kamalu, the kids had no idea what he's talking about. Also, coming to Rabban, came in front of Rabban, no, maybe you can explain it. Amalu, so he said, he asked them very straightforward. Isluchuara, does he have land? Does he follow the land? Rashbam says, Nishtai lechem karka me'avichem demkein hainu chavisa dafra. That's what it means. Chavisa dafra. And just to finish Rashbam, v'behemos yesh behem atzamos, those are called bones, animals on it. Zeh chavisa degarmi, that's the bones one. So it's ara. Amalein, yes, he does. Ishu chavisa. Okay, does he have any animals that he left over? He says, in, yeah, he does. Ishu bistarke. Does he have? Rashbam says, kol mi nebigal, a bunch of types of clothing, assuming mimuchan is made out of cotton. In, they said, yup, iachi, if that's true, then hachi karmelchu, that's what he was telling you. That's how you should go, and you should split up these things. And that is the earth, it's talking about land, the bones talking about the animals, and the cotton's talking about the clothing that he has. Ahugavra, another story time of Rabbanah. The Shamalu, the Bitu, the Ka'amar Lebrata, terrible story. He heard his wife speaking to his daughter, saying, Amailot Snias Bisura. Why are you not Sanua when you're involved with your Isurim? She was married, she was sleeping around, and she wasn't being Sanua in her sleeping around. So, Hach Itza Asara B'nei Isla. You know that this woman, meaning myself, I have 10 sons. V'les me'avucha l'chan, but only one of them is from your father. You know, I'm very Sanua when I do my Isurim, so nobody even knows about it, not even your father. Kishachiv, so now he's like, oh my goodness, that means I only have one son. Out of these 10 sons, only one of them is really my own son. Kishachiv, when he was dying, he said to the people that are around him, he says, Kol nechsai l'chad bra, all of my property goes to one son. Rashbam says, l'echad mibanai oso sheyivru beizdin. The one that beizdin will figure out who it is, but all my property is only going to one. You know, there's 10 sons. Lo yadin lehaim inayon. Now, nobody really knew who is he giving this over to. So they came to Rabbanah, they came from Rabbanah, because all the sons are like, oh, what's going on over here? So they came in front of him, Amalu, so he says to them, zil chavote kivr davuchan, go and hit the kever of your father, says Rashbam. Hiku akos al kivro, ulina sosam, he was testing them. So osan shem mamzerim, the mamzerim, hey, as they pun him, they have as is pun him that there be a disrespectful vehicle lachvot, and they're going to go ahead and they're actually talking, they're going to go and hit their father's kever. They're so brazen because not really their father's kever anyway, right? Because that's what mamzerim will do. Until he's gonna get up and let you know which one it is. He's like, go hit the cavern until your father will rise and do it. So Azul Kulu, they all went to go hit the father's grave. Who de Bray have a law, Azul? But the one that was actually his son, he didn't go and do it. I'll get hit my father's grave. Amalu, so he says, Kulu Nixe Dahai, all of them belong to this guy. He is the son, says the Rashbam. Shalom Ratzal Achvat al Kivro, Shalom, if you don't want to hit his father's kever. Sezehu Atzanua Shabachem, Mestaba de Lezeh of Yosef. This is the one. The Yafet Dan Rabbano, it was good. The Lo Shayach. Hacha Ella Shuda the Daini. This is like cases when you give over to the Beis and Shuda the Daini. It's up to their discretion to figure things out, and that's it. Up on here, Vahainu Shuda the Lo Ratz Lachvot. He didn't want to do it. Vahachan Nami Amin and Gabi Ahu Daber Nichse Letuvia. A similar case when comes up in Suvas and Daf Pehe Beis Vaiter. So Kuli Nichse Dahai Azlu Achul Kurtza Bimalka. Now the other sons, the nine of them, they were not happy with what just happened. Says there's Bam Azlu Tisha Achul. The other nine Achul. Bekurza means Hilashino love. They went to go be Malsh and they told him to the king. Armu, so what to do? They came to the people, and the king, you should know that there's a yid. There's a Jew over here. The Kamapik Mamonuminche, he goes and he takes money from Jews below Sadi, below Midi. But then he's sort of raya that he should be taking. He just takes money from them. Says Rashbam, below Sadi, below Raya, right? That's how he switched to below Midi. In other words, they just lost that amount of money over here. And from the shtick that he pulled to go hit the thing, clearly it's like the money was taken from them. He says, see, there's no Raya. I mean, they did such a thing. So what they do? Asiwa Chavshua. They grabbed them and they locked them up. They locked them up. How could you behave such a way? Also the bit, his wife wanted to help him, says Rashi, Rashbam, the Rebbe Bono, Litzok al Beis HaMelech, to go yell, Beloshon Chachma, in a wise way, Kedei Shalo Yavinu him. They won't understand what she's saying. Eli Debaila, they're going to know that he's a smart guy. She's going to come with some claim. They're going to have to go and ask him and get him out of prison. So she came and she says to them, Avdachad Avali, I have a servant. I have a servant, or I had a servant, you know, an Evid, a slave. Puskularesia, they came along, a bunch of Ganov, and they chopped off his head, and pushed to Lamashke, and they stripped off his hide, V'achl Bistre, and they ate his flesh, as Rashbam, Shel Evid of the Evid, become Malu Maya, and they would go ahead and fill up water. Rashbam says, Shovim Bo Mayim Be'oro, they used the skin to now go collect water, umasku bay ba'oru lechavrayu lebnei yeshiva. They would give the other friends of the yeshiva to go drink from it. Says the Gemara itself, umasku bay lechavrayu, and they'd give the students to go, and they would give them to drink from this. V'lo koyavili demay, and they didn't pay me. You know, v'lo agre, they didn't rent it, they didn't buy this for me, they didn't rent it for me. A bunch of ganavim here. Now, they had no idea. Lo yada mai kamalu. They had no idea. What is she talking about? Chopped up the head of the servant, skinned them, took the skin, collected the water, fed the people with the water. What is going on? Army, they said, okay, let's naisi l'chakim the yudai. Let's go to the, you know, the wise one of the Jews. Meaning, says Rishbam, Rabbi Bano, the one they locked up, Vilema, and he's going to have to tell us what in the world this woman is talking about. Karyul Rabbi Bano, so they went in, they called Rabbi Bano, they called him out, Amulu, he says to them, Zarnuka Amulachu. You know what she's saying? She's talking about her bottle. What does that mean? So Rishbam says, no chill or is a flask made out of skin. She had the skin bottle over here. Says Rishbam, what is he talking about? V'chein amra tayish havali. He's saying that I had a goat. What do you mean, Eved? It means the one, the goat that worked for her. Havali v'gazlu, and they still be many, v'shachtu, and they shechted, v'achol, supposed to eat the flesh, v'chein or also chamas, they made it into this flask, v'shol v'mbomayim, v'shol some of the, and I'm not getting paid for it. And they're like, wow, this guy's a smart guy. I mean, they said, hol v'chakim kuleha, this guy's so smart. Leisiv abavva v'nidon dina. He should go and sit by the gates, by the entrance of the king, and go, and he should be dining, he should be part of the basin over here. So, okay, they brought him in over there. And chazad aviksiv bavula, they saw when they brought him in that there was something that was written, Rashi's bavula, means al-dlosos ha-shar, that was on the gates of the doors of the gates. Hayakosav kadeshi yilmadu misham, but other people should learn from this, that stuff that was written over here. So what happened? What did it say? Kol dayin demiskrei ladin lo shmei dayin. Any dayin, any judge who gets called to court, he can't be a judge. Rishbam says, what does that mean? He's one who's dining. Vizimnin de miskri ledina. He's called to din. Shetovim osol ledin. The almamon shetovim imena. He's coming to court for like money things. Lo shmei dayin. He's not called a dayin. Rashbam says, apostle ledun. The kevin de oiv betzas. It's because I loves money. You. Yikab shochad, he's going to take shochad, he's going to be bribed, and therefore he can't be a dayan. Amar lahu, he says to him when he saw this, what are you talking about? Elamayata, that's really true what you're saying, that any time he gets accused of something, he's out. All of a sudden, Ishmael, but someone's going to come straight out, and some random person's going to pop in here, beep, turn the page of custom base. Amazan Leladina is going to go and call him to court. Says Ishmael, Shalok Kedin, V'yotza Min Adin Zaken, he's going to come out that really he was fine. And possibly you're going to go and you're going to apostle this guy. That's a little bit crazy, even though he's good. That means anyone can come off the streets and just destroy any sort of judgment over here. That's any sort of judge, and he's going to be gone. That's not good. So Ella, so he says, you know what it should have said, rather? Kol dayin de miskri ledin, any judge who gets called to court, umafkin mi ne mamona medin, and he loses money, although it turns out he's guilty, last me a dayin, then that person can't be a dayin anymore, because obviously, this is no good. Says, respond, the gazan, pasul, ledin, she ave sedin, mishil shochad, he's clearly going to crook his eyes, make crooked the din, and he's going to take a... bribes over there. So Kasu Hachi, what did they write now? And they said that he said this. Baram Savid Yudai. I mean, they said their line said, but however, the Jewish elders say, Kol Dain the Miskeladin, Umafkin me name Mamonabadin. I sure that no one was called to din and take out money from him. He can't be called to he's the one who can't be a judge. Okay, fine. Chazadiksev, then he saw after it says Barosh Kol Mosa Anadam, Barosh Kol Chayin Anachamar. He said, he saw that it wrote that the, on the doors over there by the court, at the head of all death, ana, is I, dam, blood, says Rishbam, rosh tochola misos, hu dam she'ein adam meis elai de rov dam. The reason why people die is because they have too much blood in their body. Shalohikis bizman aroilo, they didn't do bloodletting at the time so that they should have. And what's the head of all life? Is I, wine, says Rishbam. What does that mean? Shayayin mechaye kol shosav. Wine gives life to all those who drink it. Right, says so Elameata. So he says back, hold on 1 second. You're telling me that someone dies because there's too much blood? Elameata, the Nafa Megra Mace, the guy falls off a roof and he dies. The Nafa Mediclo Mace, he falls off a palm tree and he dies. Domakatla, you're going to tell me the reason he dies because of the fact that there's too much blood? Obviously not. Visu, so clearly it can't just because you can't say that's the reason everyone dies. And Man Didakre, Didarke Lamemis, and someone's going to, he's about to die. Rashbam says, go and go say, he's on his deathbed. Mashkul Lechamer Vachai, give him wine, he's going to live. For sure. He's going to live. Come on, it's clear. That's not what it means. This way you should have written. Barosh kol marin ana dam. You should have said at the head of all sicknesses is dam. Says Rashbam, kotach lui adam al damim shemis rabba. I love it because there's so much blood over there. And barosh kol asvan ana chamor and all of cures is wine. Says Rashbam, im yishta yain kalacha karoy lo yavli decholi. If a person drinks wine properly, he won't come to be sick. Kasvu hachi suddenly wrote Baram. He said what they wrote, and said, but the Jew said, Barosh Kamaran an Adam, and Barosh Kol Asvan an Achamor, exactly what he had said, Chamar, which is wine, Ba'asa de les Chamor, in a place where there's no wine, Taman Mizbo Samanim. So then you have medicine. Rashbam says, Sham Vakshim Samamanim, Lerefua Shabamakam Shein Yayin Mitzorin Tachluin, in a place where you don't find wine, you find sickness. Now, once we're on the ideas of inscriptions written by cities, Ksiva Piska de Kaputkaya, it says by the entrance of Katpukaya, Anpak Anbag Antal. This is a place by Asia, and it has these three words over here, and it's coming to tell you that they're all identical. It's the same measurement, three measurements, but they're different names, but they're identical measurements. Veza Antal, the last one, they say, what is it? Say Revius Torah. That's known as a Revius. Whenever we say the thing called Revius, that's what it means. Says Rashbam, Milsabam Peinafshi. This whole idea is a new thing. Vagav growing us, but it was dragged along because we talked about inscriptions written over there. And it's coming to tell you that the Bnei Yair, Misham, Kosov, they say these three names are one Midain, Venafka, Mina, and Mekach, Memkar, that a person makes some sort of Tanai by a particular measurement, ends up being that that's the same measurements over here. And what's Antal? Right, so that we learned, it's a Gemara, it's a tradition, says Rashbam, Klomer Ve'ezi Shir Shal Antal. What is it? It's a Revi'ah Shal Torah, and that's a Revi'ah of a Lug, which is a Beitza and a Umechsa, says Rashbam. And because the Arba Kos is a Pesach, the Shir of Revi'ahs, and we found that the Chachamim were smach on the Torah for the Dal Kosas from the Mitzrayim, from the Arba Lashonas of Geula, which says Vitzati V'lekach V'lekach and then we have a Revi'ah. Therefore, it's called a Revi'ah Shel Torah, and a Revi'ah of Yana Nazir, Alach L'Moshe Misinai, and Mesach is Nazir, Daf Lamed Ches, it's Chashav Eser Revi'ah, there's 10 of them, Hein Shemin HaTorah, Shi'urin Bach, Revi'ah, V'Hachi Nami, Amin Wasasein Chulin, Kuv Zayin, the Shir Antel, Hein Revi'ah, the Askin Rav Yaakov, Nar Pekud Natla Bas Revi'ah. Okay. Zok, the next Halakha Mishnah. Remember, we're talking about Chazaka, not only with land, but also with metatl and stuff. We talked about the previous one with shutfis of land, the people using things and getting Chazaka. Now we're talking about people who don't have a shutfis, but rather, my chutzer is next to your chutzer. And what can I do to take, what actions can I do that I'm going to have a Chazaka and be able to continue doing it? Hamar Zev. Now, you have to understand that the way that this works is that they had roofs and then they had drains that are around the roofs. Like a gutter that went around the roof, and then there was a marzev, which is a spout, which the stuff would shoot out, the water would shoot out. And that thing was detachable and movable. And that's what we're going to discuss right now, is that thing itself, the detachable and movable drain spout. Hamarzev, says Rashbam, is a small tzinor, and they would put it at the end of the tzinor gadol that would go on the whole roof, and they would switch it from different parts of the roof that they wanted to, and you can cause the stream of water to go from the wall, move away from it. Okay, so, okay, let's see. Amarzev ein lo chazaka, doesn't have a chazaka. The Rishbam explains what's the idea of ein lo chazaka. V'ilkachem in the middle of it, ein lo chazaka de eino davar kavua. It's not a set thing that sits over there. V'im hichzik bo balaga gimel shanim v'talo sabavir chatzer chaveru einu yachol liton hechzakti. Like, so, let's say your wall of one of your building is next to my. The wall of your house is next to the wall between you and I of our properties, and now the spout is sticking over to my property on one side, and so you keep that place over there. You can say, look, I have a chazak over there, the lav milsa to give you, say, this is not a keva thing there. Lo kapit bal chatzar v'shasak shnastayim v'shos, I don't mind being quiet 2 or 3 years because it's not a keva thing, therefore I didn't have to protest because I didn't have in mind that you're going to keep it over there. So that doesn't have a chazaka in a chazaka. V'yeshlam kol b'chazaka, but its place does have a chazaka. And the Rashbam says, but Gemara Farshal, the Gemara is going to explain what that means. What it means is that there's two different opinions. We'll see in the Gemara. Fine. Hamazlicha yesh chazaka, but the gutter, it does have it, right? That's a tzinor gado, machzik kol av yaragag, almost like the kavusa, that's something that's kavua, hilkach yesh chazaka. The love of inchi, the shasik, a person wouldn't be quiet, ela kapi to be machzik, in fact, he was quiet. Ikalimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim at imo bedamim. He definitely went ahead. Is a switch of so shasir. He must have paid him for it, and therefore he has a chazaka on it. So that means the gutter. Sulam amitri in the chazaka. A Egyptian ladder does not have chazaka. Rashbam says it's a small one, and therefore it doesn't have a chazaka. The kivan the lav. This is not something which is a kavua thing. I'm not makbir. I'm not going to be moche. And therefore, if it sits over there in the chazaka with a friend to go up in the gag or the shovach or to the dovecote, and chazaka is not considered a chazaka. But this ladder, Rashbam says, sulam gadol, it's very big and heavy one, that does have a chazaka. Chalon amitzis in l'chazaka, an Egyptian window does not have a chazaka. What is an Egyptian window? Rashbam says it's very small, it doesn't have a chazaka. Imas chalon b'kosal beso l'habit derech shom, to look over there, v'lishma pardeso, to guard your paradise, v'ginas in your garden, v'chalon pasuach l'chatzer chavero, and it's open to his friend's thing, v'hechzik b'shal shom, it's there for 3 years. Ain't no chazaka, it's not called a chazaka. The cave in the lav mils of the if you so the small little window is not considered a kavua thing, lo chashish limchos, I don't have to be moche, I don't think to be moche, and therefore it's not chazaka. Aval, ima so lehair, if you did it in order to bring light, shalo yolo ora, mitzad acher, it doesn't have any light from any other place, except for here, yeshu chazaka, he does have a chazaka, the l'shem kavias, so he's doing it for kavias, the inu yachal ishtamish, basically can't use this house without light. Don't forget, there's no electricity. So you need to have openings to the outside. To see, v'chol midir d'kaviyas have a chazaka, this is called a chazaka, v'hachi amar, shmuel b'gorin nuntes, so la'ora, when it's done for light, I feel the kosher of a chazaka, even a little bit is considered a chazaka. V'latsuris yesh l'chazaka, but this type of window, tsuris window, it does have a chazaka. And that we said, that's the, that's a bigger one over there. And therefore, you have to make a mecha. Ezu chalon amitzis. What's called a chalon amitzis? Called she'eno rosho shel adam yachal ikonas atocha. A thing that a person's head is not able to fit through. It's so small, you're not able to get your head in over there. Rabbi Huda Omer. Rabbi Huda comes in. He says, im yesh la malbein. If this window has a malbein, Rashbam says basically there's a frame around it. Then alpha bishenu rosho shel adam yachal ikanas atoch. Even though the person's head is not able to fit in it, hareiz a chazaka. This is considered a chazaka. Okay, zakt the gemara. Maya marzivin lechazaka v'yishalim kol mechazaka. What does it mean when it says that the spout that comes off the gutter doesn't have a chazaka, but it's makom does have a chazaka? What does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Going to see three different pshatim. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Hachikam. This is what it means to say. Hamarzivin lechazaka. The marzev, the spout doesn't have a chazaka. Meruach achas. V'yeshlem koma chazaka mishtei ruchos. That is, that this drain, it doesn't have from one side, but it does have from two sides. Meaning, the wall that's my wall, which is against your, which is facing your chatzer. Let's say it's the northern wall, right? So I have, no, I don't want to say it like that. Yeah, north wall, you have north, south, east, and west. So my northern wall, then I have the top left corner, the top right corner, right? So the top right corner would be northeast, the other one would be northwest, and those are where you would put them over there. So I do have a chazaka to put on either one of those sides. You can't get rid of that, but you can get rid of it. You can say I can't keep it in one particular one. Says Rashbam, Ein lo chazaka miruach achas. Im amar zev munach barosho dromi shom mezlicha. Okay, it's going from the south over here. V'shov chitzal mayim b'hechzik bo gilim shalom. For 3 years, it's not a chazaka. And v'im tzarech bal chatzar, if the bal chatzar needs to use that area, tzarech la'akor mar zevo mikan l'nich barosho asheni shom mezlicha de'ein bal agag mafsid b'kach klum. Because the water guy's not losing anything there. He's just getting his water thrown out. What does he care where it's getting out? V'hilkach ein kan kavias. Leos munach lo lamim luach zev ilkach lo chashes bal chatzel limchos. Therefore, we didn't care to really worry about that. V'yishlam kol mechazaka, but he does have the makom chazaka. In other words, that means is ba'achas mishtei ruchos otz foni odromi. Right, it's talking of year. If we're talking about that, it was set up on the which side did they have it set up on? On the east side, so I said north. Let's go with east. So either the northeast or the southeast. Shem Yakurenu Mitzadze Yinich Mitzad Acher Vein Bal Chatzah Yochel Akor Lagami can get uprooted entirely in a Chatzah Shere Hichzik Mia Besoch Chatzah. At least he has a Chazaka to do it into the Chatzah Lagabe Achas Mistei Ruchos. At least on one of two different Ruchos, one of the two sides. Mishtei Ruchos, have a Marisev Milsa de Kirusa, because a Marisev is a Kirusa, the Stam Bias, EF Shar, below Marisev, because Shaasa Zu, Marisev, with Chila Bachatzer, Lashem Kavia Sasa, Vehaya Lo, Labala Chatzer, Limkos, Bethel Shalosh, Midalo Micha Hifsid. He loses out the fact that he wasn't Mocha at all. Therefore, it is considered kavua, at least on that side. Just the question is which corner it can be moving from. So that's what it means, that it doesn't have a kavias on which corner, but it does have a kavias on that side. Mishtei rucho of yesh lamakoma chazaka mishtei ruchos. Okay, now that's one answer. What it means? Reb Chanina amar a different answer. Marziv in lo chazaka. The marziv does not have chazaka. Sheima yaruch mekatzer. That is that. Let's say it was long, then now he can mekatzer it. So that is that. It's let's say it's on the southeast side, going in the way that Rashi explains the sides. Southeast side, then it's kavu over there, and you can't get rid of it. But let's say it's popping in an amma, two ammas, three ammas, four ammas. That it doesn't have a chazaka, and therefore you can shorten it. Shemaya arich mekatzer, you can go and you can shorten it, so it's going less in. V'yishlam koma chazaka, it does have its place a chazaka. Shemba la'ar oker, he wants to uproot it, in oker is not able to oker it. So according to Bechanina, he doesn't have the ability, the bal chatzer, the one that's going into, to say move to another corner. It's stuck in the corner, but he can be mekatzer. If you remember, Allah Omar, Hamarzev in Lachazaka, what does that mean when it says the Marzev doesn't have a Chazaka? Shem Rotza Libnos Tachtav, that is, don't think that you got a Chazaka that you also own the thing that's beneath it in the guy's Chatzer. That is, that if it's coming into my Chatzer and I want to now build something underneath it, Bona, I can go build something. Vishlam Koma Chazaka, Shem Bola Akro, that if I want to now go and uproot it entirely by building something that goes all the way up and blocking it and knocking it out, in Okro, that I'm not able to do, but I can build underneath it. Says the rest, Bama. Shem rotsa balachatzer levnosa tachta bona binyano ad shemagia lemaisav, up until the spout. Velomatzi tayin balagag ki echi dechziki b'makom asav. You, the owner of the roof, can say, well, just like I got the marzev, you know, achziki name b'meshachtav, I get what's underneath it as well. Shem nosim reshus litlos marzev b'avir lo nasan lo karka shelo. I'm not giving the karka to tachas marzev. Velo shibdo lo lebilti asos bo tzurach. I'm not stopping them able to do what I want to do. Bein binyan. Being cold over where the building there, or cold over at Tzarek Lo that I need over there. If I want to build up higher, that's going to knock it out. And the Yochalak, I'm not able to be Ma'akar L'makom Mia Yeshal Chazaka, because a Makom does have a Chazaka, and therefore I can't do anything over there. Beep, turn the page. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.